All along, Republicans like Jim Sensenbrenner, Sean Duffy, and Paul Ryan have opposed military action in Syria. Congressman Reid Ribble says President Obama is making the right decision by holding off on military action. He says constituents have been calling his office around the clock, and he estimates up to 95% of them oppose attacking Syria.
I do think that there is a weariness of war in the country, and the American people would like to just get back to a more normal peacetime existence. I think that there are economic factors at play here, the ongoing deficits.
Others, like Congressman Tom Petri, says they want to be absolutely certain that Syria hands over all its chemical weapons because they don't completely trust Russia to make sure it happens. Democrats like Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore say they're glad the president is working with the international community to get Syria to hand over its chemical weapons. Congressman Ron Kind says he remains undecided about military action, but he says it's the threat that's gotten Syria to the negotiating table.
And that's why I think it's going to be important for the Congress to be strategic in our deliberations, too. That we don't do something unwittingly that might send a signal to Russia and Syria that they have nothing to fear as far as any type of potential military action.
President Obama wants Congress to postpone a vote on military action. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.